Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. This is DJ 2000 and Lance, and we are together once again providing you the world's most exciting, most liberating, most intellectually stimulating radio entertainment in the Western Hemisphere, except for American Samoa. I believe there's a radio station there, which is still more interesting than ours, but we're getting fast. Tonight we have a very special guest. We have internet celebrity, intellectual, philosopher, and sexologist John Kam. John Kam's been on the show two or three times now, and is always a delight, a pleasure, a stimulating, rewarding experience for everyone. John Kam, thanks for joining us. Can I call you John Kam or just JC? What do you prefer to be called?
John is fine, but whatever makes you happy. Thanks for having me, DJ 2000.
I think what would really make him happy is if he could call you Ryan Felipe.
Who, me to DJ?
No, he could call you Ryan Felipe.
You know, Ryan Felipe has broken my heart. I mean, you know, you may think that I pine away pathetically for young, attractive Hollywood celebrities, but I have my limits. At some point, when they once they file the restraining order, I move on to the next man.
Okay, now I do another radio show Wednesday mornings, and I have the same problem. I don't know who this person is you're speaking about.
Ryan Felipe?
Yes.
A young, sort of lunk-headed, pretty boy actor. Appeared in Cruel Intentions, a number of other movies.
Okay.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Cruel Intentions, I can just put any face to that and kind of get the feel for who he is. Okay.
54 was probably his biggest role, actually.
White Squall. Little Boy Blue. I've seen all of his movies, but the point is...
And in the personal mythology of the show, he's a frequent lust object up there with Matt Damon in the personal philosophy of DJ 2001 Nights.
You know, I actually went to, many people don't know this, but I went to college with Matt Damon. He was a classmate of mine. But the show is not about Matt Damon, and it's not about Ryan Felipe. It is about internet celebrity and star John Kam. So we were going to simulcast John Kam on the web as we usually do, but serious networking problems prevent us from doing that. So I'm sorry, you're just going to have to listen to the sound of our voice. And if you want to call in and ask questions, if comments or concerns about John Kam or our internet connection, or if you're John's ISP, call in. The numbers are 621-9728. And if you're on campus back from spring break, the numbers are 8-9728.
Let's try and make the show a challenge for our listeners to use their imaginations to paint a picture.
Oh, wow. That's like real art. That's so much better than what I do.
So I was going to, I mean, are Lance or John, are either of you wearing a cock ring right now?
I am not.
No.
I purposely didn't wear one this time.
Am I allowed to say scrotal ring?
Genital or ornamentation?
You have your answer. So I'm not sure it's the answer you were looking for. I'm curious about what radio show you're on Wednesday mornings. Are they a competitor to us? Are they Sex in the AM?
No, I actually do the Rex Booth Show out of San Francisco Wednesday mornings, 1 p.m. East Coast time. And we do gossip, internet, and celebrity.
I mean, is Rex Booth some kind of porn star? I mean, that's it.
No, Rex Booth is a person with a webcam site. He's at www.rexsworld.com. And we became friends because we both have these camera sites, and he asked me to join him Wednesday mornings for the show.
Good Lord, and your own website is
www.johncamlive.com. Sometimes, when it's there.
Wow, that's fabulous. And so you met... So did you have, like, a cyber... I mean, like, it's interesting. I mean, it's sort of interesting to me that one sort of Kam celebrity would meet another on the internet. I mean, did you, like...
Well, there is sort of a brotherhood, if you will, among the guys who have cameras. And I think at one time I had a bit of an attraction to Rex. I don't think it ever really went anywhere, but we eventually did become friends. He eventually got this radio gig, and I like radio. It's fun.
Wow. Hear, hear.
But, I mean, if anyone ever needs to get a hold of anybody with a webcam, I can send them an email and they'll respond to me. So
really? So are you close with Sean Kam?
Sean Patrick Live.
Oh, I was referring to the...
Oh, book. Sean, the pouty mouth young one.
Of course.
excuse my mistake.
The tender Ryan Felipe wannabe.
I'm not familiar with Sean Kam. Could you... Throw in a few more adjectives.
Sean is a young man on the verge between boy and man. He's a freshman at some Midwestern university, and he shares his hopes, his dreams, his aspirations, and his masturbation sessions with the internet.
Well, I have to ask the question I ask of all young men coming in the Midwest: is he an autofellator?
He is. I'm surprised. I mean, for a small framed man, he's a surprisingly large penis, and he's extremely flexible. But interestingly, he charges visitors. He charges members $20 a month to get the full, you know, the full features of his site. Whereas John Cam's, all of your features are free, isn't it?
Everything is free. I do have a gallery with some tasteful nudes, we'll say, and you do need a password to get into that. But it's a password that you can use on a lot of different sites. Mm-hmm. It's not specific just to my site.
Oh, so you have adult check?
Adult check.
Interesting.
Yes.
And so how do you feel about these sort of web Johnny-come-latelys who are just appealing to the lowest common sexual denominator of the audience? I mean, your site is all about really opening your life to people. And, you know, you write a diary every day. You share your thoughts, your feelings. And you try to do a lot of tasteful
photography and
so on. Whereas, you know, for example, Sean is just a little teenage trained monkey.
So just as Jerry Springer came in and took away the Donahues of this world, right? Is the same thing happening with the Sean Cams coming in? And
well, I must admit that it's ruined it for me a little bit, because when I first started and there were just a handful of us doing this, I did feel like I was doing something special. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, these other people, they come on camera for an hour in the evening, mm-hmm. and they do their quote-unquote show, and they're done, and they make money. And here I am. I'll go out of my way to make movies and take pictures that nobody really seems to care about just because I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Maybe they're the smarter ones. They do less work and make more money. I do a lot of work and don't make the money. But
you're still – I mean, despite this, you're still doing it, right? You still seem to be in it for the long haul. Right?
Yeah, I've been saying lately in interviews and to people in passing that I'm going to take this to the grave with me, and I want to have a T1 line to my grave. But we'll see. you know, we're having this technical difficulty tonight, and next month I will have been doing this for 2 years.
Wow.
And I still enjoy it, but it really wears a person down. Mm-hmm. I'm a little disappointed that we can't broadcast live while we're doing the show tonight. But on the other hand, I've been worrying for so long about it, I just can't worry anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
But I still want to be a professional. I have the site, and I want it to work. But, you know, whatever. I'm not going to cry.
But as, you know, as with any complex melding of man and machine, right, the man can only worry about so much, right?
2 weeks ago, I decided I wasn't going to sit in front of my camera every single minute and worry about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really starting to feel good about myself again, so mm-hmm. I think it's healthy to walk away from the machine.
A lesson our DJ 2000, our frequently cyborg DJ 2000, could do well to learn.
Exactly. I was wondering, if I offered you right now, tonight, the option of severing your head, cryogenically freezing it, and having you wake up in 1,000 years in a robot body, would you take it? I mean, you'd have to go into the tank tonight, though. Well, I'll give you 24 hours to say your goodbyes. But you'd wake up.
Take me 5 minutes.
You'd wake up in a completely artificial body, and it wouldn't be the same. You wouldn't have to. For example, you wouldn't. You'd be able to move around and, you know, pick up things with your little robotic sensors, but you wouldn't have a heart, a soul. You wouldn't have true. You would lose the experience of being. Would you do it? Is the question. Let's say you would lose, you know, your sexuality. Let's say this robot was functional, but it couldn't. You know, human technology could not duplicate the sex part of it.
this is a classic. You pay a very strong price for your immortality and white sexuality. That's a strong price to pay.
I don't think I would do it. No, I mean, unless there was some guarantee that robotics would be advanced enough that it would just be like being alive inside this artificial body.
Yeah, I don't think JJ doesn't want to give you that option, though.
Well, then I say no.
All right, well,
why do you feel the need to sexually neuter our guests all the time?
Well, I'll ask our producer to turn off the cryogenic unit, because we won't be needing it tonight after all.
So, John, I'm curious. So the other radio gig you do is about sort of gossip and internet gossip.
Yeah, it's mostly celebrity gossip, although some days we do turn to the net. And this kind of goes back to the other question when you asked me about Sean Cam. When we thought it, Rex and I thought it was a brilliant idea, and I think it was my idea, pretty sure. I thought, we'll do net gossip because I had some. And I'm like, yeah. I want to talk about what's going on with the webcammers.
Yeah. So, and you are indeed plugged into that community.
And I'm already plugged into that community. But I didn't have enough gossip for an hour show.
Mm-hmm.
So I started researching webcam sites. And I was amazed, because I really hadn't done this in a long time, how many cameras were pay. And it was the majority. It was 90% of them.
Wow.
How many of them didn't have journals? How many of them didn't have diaries? And I was really disappointed to the extent of what I could dig, because there wasn't anything to dig without actually paying a membership and watching these people for a long time.
Yeah. Maybe someday a review structure will emerge.
Well, I came up with a new idea. I guess I can give it away. How many people hear the show? 200,000? 500,000?
The show...
If you average it, considering these shows are archived forever, if you imagine our expected future listeners...
All right, well,
it's well in the billions.
I'm getting ready to launch this.
Right,
so.
But in the western Pennsylvania area, there's about 500,000. But I mean, for the United States, I mean, it's in the millions, I think.
But another thing that I thought I'd like to start critiquing was profiles from people on America Online. It's just insane what I've read in their profiles.
You
on
mean
my profiles.
Critiquing them as in sort of teaching them, telling them how to improve?
No. Critiquing them as in like reviewing a film, I'll be reviewing a profile.
Okay. And I'm guessing you would pick ones that would be humorous or somewhat bizarre or somewhat ineptly presented, right?
Well, let me see if I could phrase this without getting censored on the radio. I read one last evening, and it was from a person. Their name was something dog lover, some numbers. And in the profile, it said, don't im, and im means instant message or sending a message to another user on AOL. Don't im me unless you have a K9. Don't even think about it, and I can be really mean, something like that. So I was just assuming, you know, what you're probably thinking now, that's what this person wanted another person with a K9 for, spelled K, number 9.
So I'm confused. Is this person just such a lover of dogs that she doesn't even want to interact with anyone who doesn't have a dog, or is this person into bestiality? What are we supposed to infer from?
Well, it was in a chat room where people meet each other for sex, so I would assume that was just a little perversion or kink, if you will, of theirs.
Well, let me ask you the following sort of serious question. So I've read that there's actually sort of a big gay community on AOL that interacts and sort of finds each other.
Oh, really? Do you have the web address or the chat room for that?
No. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
No, you're right. I'm just being so.
But part of the way people judge each other is based on their profiles, right?
Very much so. I have a virtual closet full of profiles, and if I just want to be John Cam Live, I'll log on as John Cam Live, and people that know me as that will react to me. If I want to be sexy, I slip into my sexy screen name, and people react to me that way.
You may not want to reveal your – do you want to reveal your sexy screen name or reveal –
No, I'm not.
Can you reveal a screen name that's similar in spirit to your sexy screen name?
No, it's an old one that I had from I actually met someone on the computer the other night, and they probably were pulling my leg, but they said they were new to this. And I said, well, I'm a vet. I've been using America Online for 7 years, and it's true. I have been on that long.
So, but is this a sexy screen name like, you know – M for M, likes dogs, 14 inches.
Or Mega Ultra Casanova.
Or is it like a cool like literary reference that only a few would get? Like, you know?
Neither.
Rimbaugh, Rimmer.
It has to do with just having a good body.
Okay.
Very being an attractive person. And nothing that specific, no.
So you're saying you have different profiles depending on sort of who you want to be.
Right, but I don't have the really good sexy names like some people have.
Okay. But you talk about names. Is it the name as much as the profile? That's it.
Yeah, it's both. Okay. It's both.
So do you ever – I mean, the question I have is a question I'm also kind of – I'm sort of projecting my experience onto you here for a minute. I mean, I find that, you know, at first a person has a desire to be sexy because you want to be accepted and loved by other people. But like me, if you've been the host of a hit internet and multimedia and classic radio station like this – after some time, you really – the celebrity is too much, and you don't want people to be attracted to you. You just want them to stay away. Are you burning out on attention as I, DJ, burning out on attention, am?
Oh, I'm definitely burnt out on attention. I don't want to quit working. I still want to be artistic. I still want to work out. I still want to look good. Mm. But I no longer, I'm 37 years old, I no longer want to be judged by my body. I want to be judged by who I am and what I do. It's a whole different mindset. And it doesn't mean I want to give up going to the gym, or I don't want to give up modeling, and I don't want to give up taking pictures of models. Mm. But I don't want people to go, oh, that guy's got a body. I want them to say, oh, that's John. He's a photographer. He's a web host. He's a radio star.
Well, that would argue toward actually severing your head and cryogenically freezing it, right?
I mean, because then you exactly
eliminate the body issue altogether.
But you said I couldn't have sex, and I think sex is a very normal human thing to do, and you need it like food and sleep.
Yeah, could you even have cyber sex? he is a robot, after all. I think DJ 2000's problem is a little bit different in that what he's saying is, look, I'm famous, the Ryan Fleepies of the world knock on my door so often that I've had to move to get away from them. I just want to be left alone so I can play Scrabble with my aunt, right? I think he's asking, have you reached that point where you don't want to be able to use your celebrity to an advantage?
No. I don't think I'll ever, reach that point. But
I'm still waiting for that ship to come in for me.
I think I've reached the peak of my John Cam lividness. Mm-hmm. The only thing that could bring that back would be if I had got a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a boyfriend and a girlfriend and or a dog or moved or did something really dramatic mm-hmm. to kind of like get the buzz out on the net that John's actually doing things besides sleeping, eating, and watching yeah. television.
Did you say girlfriend?
I'm just leaving all possibilities open.
Well, maybe it's time. I actually just read the story. I wish I had the story with me, but I don't. Maybe one of our astute listeners can call it in. It's on Zephyr, so you can search for it if you search for the keywords. There's some student at the San Francisco Art Institute who got in trouble. He was doing some kind of class project, and I believe it was the initial class project. It was the project that he had to do to be allowed to be in the class, mm-hmm. where he brought out another student, blindfolded and tied him up, performed oral sex on him, forced the student to perform oral sex on the artist, gave him an enema.
Straight water.
I think so, but then the artist inserted his own excrement into the subject's rectum and then had him sort of...
Really? Are you making
it up? No, this is all true. Nope. Squirt it back out. And then they sort of exchanged these...
phone numbers.
The sort of excrement kept on going in and out, apparently. And ultimately, and so this was his art piece, and he was, like all artists, he's just kind of pulling our chain one way or another. But apparently he got in, so the student, the subject, complained afterwards that mm-hmm. he had been taken advantage of, and there's some sort of lawsuit threat, and the student's in trouble, and, everyone's now distancing themselves from this. The reason I'm telling the story, and someone could look it up for me and actually provide all the missing details. I hope you call in 621-9728. But maybe performance art is your next big move.
I didn't even realize this was coming back to me. I was thinking about where I wanted to take this conversation.
No, it's all about you tonight, John.
Okay, that's right. I've thought of performance art. I would love if I had a faster refresh, which I probably could pump my camera up. Right now it's at 30. Every 30 seconds it gives a new image. I've thought about pumping it up to 15 or 20. Could probably handle that now when it works, which it usually does. And I'd like to get naked and pour paint on myself and play with lighting. But you know what? I'm tired.
Well, I mean,
I'm tired a lot.
Key though the webcam is to your life and identity in some sense. I mean, your friend of the show, Mama Rama, does what borders on performance art.
Yes, she does.
Right? Couldn't you see yourself in a similar, in a similar environment?
I do. I really think
naked
I need...
Naked with paint and stuff.
I think I need a change of scenery. I need to bring new friends in. I need to make new friends. I need to move. We've always talked about me moving. Mm-hmm. I'm still here. And speaking of Mama, let's turn the conversation around to her for a second. I'm trying to get a webcam up on her site. Mm-hmm. I gave her a camera so she could do a webcam.
To track her.
So I could track her and stalk her and hunt her down.
Wouldn't her husband kick your ass, though?
No, actually, I'm friends with her husband.
But she wants to enter the webcam lifestyle, I guess.
No, she doesn't, because I gave her the camera over a month ago, and she hasn't done anything with it yet. And I told her, I'll come over, and I'll get you up and running, in a half an hour, and she hasn't called me back on that.
Well, I have to say, DJ 2000 will kill me for mentioning this, but after the last apocalyptic show that you webcast live from this very studio, he was so infatuated with the idea of webcamming his own life that he attempted to put together the stereo DJ 2000 cam, where people could actually see him in 3D vision on the web.
Well, with red blue glasses. I actually set that all up. All the equipment is set up in my office, with including the cameras, but I just have never...
You just haven't turned it on, let the switch go.
Yeah, I don't understand why you don't webcast the show more often, because you have all the technology right here.
Indeed.
Well, let me address that in two ways.
I mean, given my problems with boils, it's easy to understand why I don't want to webcast the show. But DJ 2000, being an ex-male model, has no such excuse.
Well, see, I grew up in the 70s when the mall had a radio station in it, mm-hmm. and you could walk by in the mall, and there was a big glass window up, and you could look in and see the DJ. So we knew what DJs looked like even back then. So maybe all of America had that same experience.
The mall had a radio. I mean, every mall had a radio station.
I grew up in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and we got a very modern mall. I think it was in 1970, 1972. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there was a big glass window out into the mall, and you could see the DJ was on the other side. Maybe that was just unique to our mall, but your father's mustache was on the other side, you know, with the crushed velvet wallpaper, and everyone had long hair and gold chains. You know, the 70s.
You remember the 70s. Don't look so confused.
Well, I was just wondering, like, I don't think there are any Pittsburgh malls that ever had a radio station, like, you know, Century 3. I guess Century 3 is pretty new.
Okay, well, Monroeville traded theirs in for that ice skating rink that they had for a while.
Mm. They had an ice skating rink?
Yeah, didn't they? Yeah, at the food court, where the food court is.
I had no idea. I mean, I'm still mourning when they lost the Cinnabon franchise there.
All right, okay, more sex.
So my question is, what's stopping you from stepping out of the performance art arena?
I guess I just haven't gotten any ideas for it. I'm so much more into my digital photography. Yeah. I also have a video camera. I like making little films. I just haven't gotten any ideas for the webcam in a long time as far as, like, doing that sort of thing.
Yeah. I think we need to collaborate, because we have this perfect kind of situation where I have all kinds of degrading artistic performance pieces that I would like someone to do, but I have neither the time nor the inclination to do them. I could just tell you what to do, and you could implement them. I mean, maybe we could even set up a little fund.
Well, could you give me another example besides the San Francisco idea?
Well, I think they all...
I don't know if you want to jump right into that one. That one you may have to work up to.
I mean, all of the ideas pretty much rubbing excrement on yourself in one way or another. I mean, that is sort of the general theme. Because what that piece does is it causes you to think about what art really is. And it challenges your preconceptions about the classic notion of art versus
bourgeoisie pop culture.
Okay, well, okay. I guess if maybe this works. The other day I went out and I was thinking about color, and I wanted to start basic with color again and learn about color. Mm-hmm. So I bought a box of crayons, 96 mm-hmm. colors, mm-hmm. and I had fun with that. I had a sketch pad and I laid around and drew naked men with my crayons and.
Yeah.
And looked at the colors and read all the names. Did you know there's actually a color called macaroni and cheese?
No.
Well, I mean, I can't say I'm happy with that. It's probably just it's more evidence of the co-branding of America at work, right?
Does each crayon have, like, a flavor now? I mean, it'd be sort of cool if the...
No, well, the first thing I did was I opened the box and I sniffed them, and it just smelled waxy. I could have sworn when I was a kid they smelled, you know, like, really like magic or something.
Well, they were probably toxic back then.
I think they were. It was more like plain wax. And then I picked them up and I started rolling them around in my hands and looking at them and reading the colors. And then when that wore off, then I started sketching naked men. And I'm not a very good artist, so then I had to, like, draw, like, superhero clothes over, like, parts of their body to, like, make them look like humans.
Well, I mean, they're real humans that have to wear clothes in order to look like humans, right? So I don't think that's necessarily a betrayal of a lie.
And I did have the web camera on me the whole time I did that. And then I photographed the crayons, put it in my diary the next day, and wrote about it. Mm-hmm. So
let me ask you another question. So can we mention where you work?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You work at Cosmo, right?
Correct.
Which is a very hip Pittsburgh spot, right? Filled with beautiful people like yourself. Right.
Right.
And so my question is, you've been a friend of the show for a while now, and you're both well aware of the sort of sexual the fog of sexual desperation that DJ 2000 is.
Yes.
And yet you work in a place where you have access to tremendous numbers of hip, very attractive single people, right? How come you've never tried to set DJ fog of sexual desperation up with somebody?
Okay, DJ 2000 and I talked on the phone before I came on the show, and we decided we weren't going to go here, but since we're here, DJ 2000, would you like to take that one?
Oh, I apologize. I didn't get the memo. If you want, you can ask the question, how come you never set me up with anyone?
We're not hooking anybody up because I'm not hooking up, so I don't have any leftovers yet.
Okay.
And that's what we said we weren't going to talk about. Not that I'm embarrassed, but we decided that we already kind of covered the fact that, you know.
But it's possible that, I mean, you know, one man's tender, juicy morsel is another man's, like,
performance art raw material.
Exactly. So in other words, I mean, there may be like hot little Sean Cam lives at Casbah that you wouldn't be interested in that would just be perfect for me. So they wouldn't really be, you know, it's not like we're competing necessarily for the same group.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I know what DJ 2000 is looking for, but Lance, what are you looking for?
Gwyneth Paltrow with larger breasts.
Well, okay, I could probably hook you up a lot easier.
Really, that's surprising because I'm not the one with the fame and the good looks.
Or Jennifer Love Hewitt with,
with a literary bent.
The place that I work, most people that come in, they come in together. It's mm-hmm. couples. It's twos. It's fours. Mm-hmm. It's eights. It's not so much people just alone. So I don't get to have a lot of that conversation that you see the bartenders on TV having.
But I've had friends who've been waitresses at big burrito restaurants. So I know how that whole scene goes.
Well, tell me.
How does that whole scene go?
Isn't it just a sexual fiesta?
I suppose most of the company is very young. I would have to say I'm at the older end of the company.
So the thing that's really annoying is that waiters used to hit on me all the time. It was actually kind of appealing. Like, you know what? Every time, like, when your waiter comes to your table, and every time he comes to your table, he, like, finds an excuse to touch you, you know something's up. Like, after the third touch, he or she, you know that there's, I mean, I think, unless they have some kind of neurological disorder and they just can't respect your personal space. Why are you looking at me?
No, because I used to be a waiter and I never touched any of my clients.
Well, and did you ever have sex with them? No, see?
No.
So when they do make that move, then you know that it's like, that they're interested in you. And, you know, I've slipped the old tamale to at least one waiter in my day.
Can I make a suggestion? I've noticed you've been wearing the I'm with stupid with an arrow pointing straight down shirt a lot. And I'm suspecting that may be turning people off.
My grandmother knitted that right before she died. It's a family heirloom. I have to wear it.
So, but again, you're wandering through your fog of sexual desperation, and this particular fog is colored by the fact that waiters just don't hit on you anymore. Is that true?
They don't. I never get any attention from, like, the random.
Well, we have a perfect control here. Another attractive gay man in his 30s. Do waiters still hit on you?
No. As a matter of fact, all the young waiters at the end of the shift usually, they'll say, you're going here? You're going there? I'll meet you there. Are you sure you're going to be there? Okay, you better be there. And then they all, like, scatter. And I'm like, where's everybody going? So I don't really get asked to tag along.
To the cryogenic tanks, probably.
Or the hyperbaric chambers.
But that's, you know, that's good, too, because I remember when I was in my early 20s, I didn't want to, you know, if I was, you hang with people that are similar to you, and I'm 37, my wants, my needs, my experience is way different, plus being an internet celebrity, they just wouldn't have anything to say to me, you know, on a social level, so.
Wait, they wouldn't have anything to say to you because you're so famous, or?
Because I'm so famous.
Oh, okay. See, so you think the real problem is DJ 2000 just hasn't, like, faced up to the reality of being a mature adult, then?
Sure, perhaps that's all it is. Perhaps it's that easy.
Also, here in Pittsburgh, I'm not with people of my own stature and celebrity level. I mean, if I were in, you know, Hollywood hanging out with the Streisands and Oprah and whatever. Actually, I guess Oprah's in Chicago. But it might be a little bit different.
Indeed. Well, here you're one internet celebrity talking to another internet celebrity.
But my big thing is, too, and I think this is what keeps me possibly from getting dates, making friends, or getting asked to go anywhere, is that even though I said it, you know, you have to leave the technology, mm-hmm. I still love the technology. Yeah. And when I was speaking with DJ 2000 on the phone today, I started to explain my new handheld computer, mm-hmm. and he knew what it was. And then when I got here, I had it in my hand, and Lance saw it, and he knew what it was. Mm-hmm. Now, at work, for the past week, I've been telling people that I want this thing, and I have to, like, start from the top of the page and read all the way to the bottom mm-hmm. and tell people what it is. Well, so I'm not around people that are into the same things I'm into either. Yeah. Other than, you know, maybe other than that, our sexuality being the same, our head is just not in the same place.
I mean, I don't mean to shoot down your story, but the only reason I was excited about this device is I thought you had an infrared interface to my vibrating butt plug.
Well, it has an infrared interface, so maybe if we just aim it at your butt plug, and we'll just see if it works.
I think the problem is on your butt plug's end, CJ 2000, not on John Cam's.
Some sort of protocol issue that's not.
True. I mean, it is ironic because here we are as actual graduates in computer science, and yet you always seem to be better decked out with technology than we are.
Yeah, but then I come here, and you guys know how to use my technology better than I do. A little bit. But, I like it. I admit it. I look at computer magazines, and I get my techno mm-hmm. heart on, and that excites me more than mm-hmm. – I don't buy pornography. I don't buy adult magazines, but when I get my computer magazines, it's like, mm-hmm. oh.
You don't buy adult pornography?
No.
I mean, he gets comped. What do you mean?
I don't buy pornography. I don't look at adult magazines.
I thought every gay man had like the world. Each person had like a huge stack. I mean, I know I do have a huge.
Oh, here's a great story-ish, story edits real quick. I had a huge stack of porn magazines left over from like the 70s and 80s, and I didn't want them anymore. So I took them to I forget where, and I sold them. And I got, like, $50. Okay, and then I had, like, a car trunk full of books, just regular books, textbooks, yeah. really good, books, like library books. Yeah. And I took them to a bookstore and sold them, and I got, like, $14. Mm-hmm. So a huge bag of pornography got me more money than a trunk full of actual literature. I thought that was interesting.
I mean, I'm not that surprised by that. DJ 2000 gets sort of a standard fee for doing a reading, and his fee triples if he's naked, and it goes up by a factor of 10 if he's actually masturbating while reading. So, I mean, like, the idea that pornography carries a premium is that surprising.
I thought you were referring to my palm reading, for which I pay a charge of standard fee, and my rectal reading, which I read the folds of your anus, which I charge triple time.
So is this a call-in show this evening?
Yeah, apparently, usually, I mean, you're a big draw. People always call in, but apparently your fans have
and they have no way of getting the number.
It's perhaps because there are technical problems. So.
Well, so we had a call last week from someone who said he liked the show, listened to it every week, and he said he and his friends call it gay talk because we talk about gays every week. And I actually was offended by that. If you're listening, listener, I hope you call in 621-9728 because we do not talk about homosexuals every week. I believe we have an evenly balanced show which represents the proportion of heterosexuals and homosexuals in America. 90%, 10%.
By evenly balanced, you of course mean 55 minutes of talking about homosexuality and me talking about Jennifer Love Hewitt for 5 minutes, right?
That's about right. I mean, did you know? You know that Jennifer Love Hewitt has named her breasts Ricky and Martin, isn't that right?
I thought it was Lucy and Ricky.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. So back to John. So I see you just went over to the computer to check the control panel. Is the John Cam Live site still down?
The site's still down.
You know what was upsetting to me earlier? www.johncamlive didn't work, but just John Cam Live did without the www at the beginning. But the reason I'm telling you that is just to make you feel really nervous.
You're not trying to make him hot with tech talk?
Because, there's really no difference. You don't need the www, do you?
Well, I'm just saying. One worked and one didn't. Oh. I tried them both. Because I tried www first and it failed. And I'm like, that's strange. I'll try it without the triple dub, as they say in the biz.
Triple W.
So, actually, I want to rewind way back to this radio show because I don't know if we totally plumbed that well. So you did the show from your house. This is a call-in show, and it's based in San Francisco, you said?
People can call in. The show is broadcast on the internet at www.gaybc.com.
Gaybc?
Gaybc.
I smell a lot.
GAYBC.com. And no, they're not paying me to endorse, but that's where it is. And
are they paying us to endorse?
I'm sorry?
Someone should give us a kickback. Oh, we've got a caller. I'm sorry. We're just going to go right to the caller. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to show the caller comes first. Is the caller on the air?
Yep. Hi, thanks for calling. Did you have a question or comment to share with John?
I got a question, actually. I was wondering what I could find on johncam.com.
What you can find on JohnCam?
Yeah.
It's actually at johncamlive.com.
Okay.
What's normally there is photographs of me. I have a live camera that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When I'm there, you can see me eating, you can see me sleeping, showering, watching television. I put movies up once a week that you can watch. I do special galleries of places around Pittsburgh. Right now I have an exhibit up of Allegheny Cemetery.
So movies that you've done. And
movies that I've made, yes.
So, and there's an auction site, too, right?
Yeah, no. Oh. And I do a diary almost every day where I write about my thoughts and experiences.
Is it uncensored, or?
I'm sorry?
The pictures of you, are they, like, uncensored and sour uncensored? Anything,
yeah, it's totally uncensored. I can do whatever I want on that camera.
And you're nude, too?
Usually when I'm in the shower.
You're local, or you local guy, or?
Yes, I've lived here for 14 years. And I was one of the first people to have a live camera on themselves in the whole world.
He keeps threatening to move.
And I keep threatening to move.
But we just keep, every time he threatens, we double his salary, and then he stays for one more year.
But I don't think we're going to let him leave until he sets us up on dates.
Okay.
Okay, if they set me up on a date, too. So where are you calling from, listener? Was that already
established?
South Hills?
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow, you can get us in the South Hills?
West Mifflin area.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Colin?
West Mifflin area.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually shocked that you can get us way out there. That's amazing. Those vitamins I'm taking must be really working. And so we're having some sort of internet problem, so you might not be able to get to Sean's site. Sean's site.
His loyalty's already waning
right now, but please do check it out, johncamlive.com. Did you have any other questions or comments now that you have John here?
If I was able to see you now, what would I be able to see right now?
Well, I thought that was the point of the show. You're supposed to use your imagination. Should I give it away?
Sure.
Go ahead. I mean, so all of my orifices are stuffed right now, so...
You see three guys sitting on sofas in a studio, in a fabulous studio, yeah.
We did get naked in the past on the internet, but since our feed isn't working, the sort of...
I do admit, John Cam looks very fashionable, decked out all in black. DJ 2000 looks okay. I'm dressed in a muumuu.
I look okay?
Sorry. DJ 2000 looks okay by his standards, which means near model quality for the rest of us.
And John was just presenting his ass. Can I say ass on the radio to us?
Can I ask you a question, caller?
Yeah.
Okay, what would we see if you had a camera in your house right now?
It's loud.
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this game.
Do we have stats on how many of our listeners listen to us in the nude?
Well, I'm actually surprised. It's about 25%, but not all of them are. Only a small fraction of those are actually sexually aroused. People usually listen to our show nude while cleaning or while doing their taxes.
Exfoliating.
Exactly. Because, you know, Pittsburgh guys can be hot and not everyone has air conditioners.
Sure, we're getting into the nude season with the summer and all.
Yeah, the summer that started today with the snow.
So, Carl, have you listened to the show before, or is it just the seductive voice of John Cam that's luring you in?
A little bit of both, actually. I have, but a little bit of both, actually.
And do you surf to other camera sites other than johncamlive.com?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, interesting.
So you've never seen me before. You just heard us talking and decided to call in.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Wow.
Wow. You know, the motto of the show is if we can bring just one person on the internet to see a naked gay man on camera, then it's all been worth it.
Okay, thank you, then.
So thank you so much for calling, caller, and we appreciate your call, and we appreciate all calls. The phone number is 621-9728. Fantastic. West Mifflin. Who would have thought? I mean, there's a Cinnabon at the Century 3 Mall in West Mifflin.
Perhaps you can hypnotize him with your radio voice and make him deliver Cinnabons to the show.
Naked. That would, maybe if the people at Cinnabon are listening to the show, by the way, we are willing to plug your product on the air in exchange for...
free product.
Free product. Free Cinnabons.
So this radio station, www.gaybc.com.
Correct.
So... Could we
Sure.
Since the show is now gay talk.
If you wanted to get some ideas for your show, sure, you could pull it up. And
I was saying, could DJ 2000 have a show on the station, or is it an actual radio station?
Well, it's an actual live radio station, I've been told, in Seattle.
Okay.
My friend Rex lives in San Francisco. I don't know if there is a sister station to it there, but I know that his show is on the net. I'm not sure if it broadcasts live in San Francisco.
Because those actually can't be call letters, so the call letters station would have to be something different because it would have to start with a K.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't ask enough questions. I just said, would you like to be on the show? And I said, okay. I thought for like 2 seconds and said, sure. And it's really cool because, here I am patting myself on the back, but I'm kind of proud of this because I forget sometimes. I live in Pittsburgh, and everybody puts Pittsburgh down. Mm-hmm. And I get mad at people to put it down, even though I put it down, but it's different when I do it. I was one of the first people to broadcast live in the world.
Yeah.
Now, I'm doing a radio show in San Francisco, and every Wednesday morning, you can hear him say, come in live from Pittsburgh, John Cam Live.
Wow.
Pittsburgh gets mentioned in San Francisco once a week now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool.
I can't get over it. I'm sorry. I wasn't really listening to you because I can't get over the idea that there's a young man in West Mifflin naked listening to my voice right now. I mean, what could be more fabulous than that? I mean, I really...
A naked young man in the studio with us right now.
That's made my whole...
Or a young man in Lawrenceville, naked.
Or a young man with... I mean, my ideal young man would actually... He'd be naked, but he would have a Cinnabon, like, placed right over his crotch. And then you could sort of slowly unwrap it, eat the Cinnabon, and work your way to the gooey core.
Sorry, I think we're running out of time. But, actually, I know we're probably infringing on copyright, but can you share? I'm curious to know what sort of gossip goes on the show. Can you share, give us the 2-minute highlights of what you talked about last time?
I can't even remember. I'll tell you how we do it. It's very easy. We just go out the night before, and we get the National Enquirer, we get the Star, we get all those magazines. I actually do my homework. I lay in bed, and I go over everything. I highlight, I mark the things I'm going to talk about, and then I wait and hear what everyone else talks about, and then I try and follow along in some kind of an order based on what they say. If it's a movie, then I'll try and talk about a movie, or if I go first, and then wherever they go. I like to make things kind of go together.
Yeah.
Rex's draw is he does the show in bed.
Being webcammed, right?
He webcasts it out of his bed. So I usually get back in my bed because it's on later here and have all my tabloids spread out in front of me. And so we do the show, both of us in bed, you know.
Cool. Yeah. A fitting image to end the show?
I think so. Unfortunately, John, the time has flown once again. It's we're out of time.
We apologize for the technical difficulties.
It's WRCT Pittsburgh that you're listening to. I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank John for joining us. I want to especially thank
the naked listeners.
The naked young man in West Mifflin who has made my week with that mental image of an actual real live audience member that I didn't pay to listen to the show. Thank you all for listening, and